We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Douglas back with you. Jordana here in spirit. She'll be back on tomorrow at least 3 to 5. We're taking it one day at a time with Jor. As her treatment progresses at the Mayo Clinic, she's trying to be on the air as much as she can, as good as she feels. DJ producing today. I saw something from J.P. Morgan, the investment firm. Granted, they're not doctors. They're not epidemiologists. But I wanted to ask Dr. David Hilden about a new analysis. What basically they are predicting something close to herd immunity by the summer. The combination of escalating vaccinations and an increasing number of Americans who already got the virus and then formed antibodies. The timing is tricky. With his J.P. Morgan analysis, just over 60% of Americans will be either vaccinated or survivors with antibodies around July, which is still lower than the threshold of 70% required for herd immunity. Wanted to run that past Dr. David Hilden at Hennepin Healthcare and see if that passes the smell test. Hey, doctor.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's your visceral reaction to that?
Well, I think it might be a little optimistic, but it's directionally the right kind of thinking. And as you said, they're not in the business of predicting medicine, but they are in the business of predicting other things, you know, in financial markets and the like. And I think it is likely that a very large percentage of the population, perhaps the majority, will have some type of immunity. And so the majority is something over 50%. It could be 60, maybe it'll even be 70 or 80 by late summer. And those are sort of the numbers that we're looking for. It'll probably also be regional. So whether the whole country as a whole, what the percentage is, might not matter as much as, you know, if you live in Kansas and you don't leave Kansas, what is the immunity in your state? Or if you live in the Twin Cities, what is the immunity here? So I think it's encouraging. I'm not sure it'll come to pass by early summer, but I bet it will by late summer. That's my sense, at least.
Speaking of sense, give me your spidey sense. I've seen some predictions that we may need a booster shot going into every winter, much like we do, you know, the seasonal flu shot. Most of us don't think twice about getting a flu shot. But as these new variants, these new strains, that we may need sort of updated, turbocharged boosters, and it's just going to kind of fade into the background. There will be some fatalities every winter, but we'll live with it. Is that kind of where you think this is going?
I do. I think it's likely that we'll be getting booster shots. We just don't know what the interval will be, but it seems like perhaps the most likely thing will be annually, like the flu shot. The good news about some of these vaccines is that the technology is so modern on all three of them that they ought to be able to modify this thing pretty accurately. The problem with the flu shot is that they, you know, it's kind of an inexact science. They look at the southern hemisphere, they see what people are getting sick of in Australia, and then they grow those viruses in eggs, and then they put it in the flu shot, literally in eggs, chicken eggs. And that takes months and months and months, and it's all kind of a guess. Well, on this coronavirus, they're looking literally at the genes of this virus, and they're able to take that genetic code, that recipe, and they can just stick it in a new vaccine. So I think it might be a very effective booster shot. But I think I would be surprised if we don't have to have some kind of booster shot. I think that'll probably be the case that we do.
Interesting. It, to me, you know, and again, it's a good problem to have. If we have multiple vaccines, now we have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in Minnesota. We may have additional vaccines shortly. But I saw a doctor on CNN, and it made me do a double take. He basically said if one person gets the Johnson & Johnson vaccine now, that doesn't prevent that person from later getting the Pfizer or the Moderna shot. That's getting lost in the messaging. I mean, to me, it seems a little ridiculous to get more than one vaccine. Could you actually do more harm than good by getting a second vaccine? Is that necessary?
I don't think it's going to be necessary, at least not in the short term. I certainly wouldn't recommend somebody get the J&J vaccine and then a month later, if you know somebody offers them a Moderna one, to go do that. That's not going to be necessary. This Johnson & Johnson one's a great vaccine. Keep in mind, it's better than any flu vaccine we've had. It is a great vaccine. It is. If this were the first one that came out, we'd be dancing for joy about how fabulous this vaccine is. It's just that we got caught up in the numbers of those first two vaccines. So I think as long as you get something in the next few months, and I think everybody will be able to get one of the three of them by June. I think that that's likely. In the future, if we need boosters or in future years, you can get, I think it'll be fine to get a different one. It won't be harmful to your body to do that. But I don't think it'll be necessary, at least in the short term, in the next few months. And you mentioned that we're going to have so many of them. That's the truth. I mean, the federal government just brokered a deal between two big competitors, Johnson and Johnson and Merck. And Merck, whose own vaccine didn't work out so well, has a deal now to produce vaccines based on the J&J recipe. That is what needs to happen. So we're going to have the manufacturing capacity to get everybody a vaccine. So I think you don't need to go and get a different one if you got the J&J one first.
Okay, that's good to know. My dad, who's 90, is getting his second shot on Saturday. And he wants to fly out this summer and meet his new great-grandson, Jordan. And he's concerned that even though he's vaccinated, could he bring the virus into the house and somehow? And I realize younger people, it's rare to get really, you know, serious complications with this virus. But how concerned should we be? And I know DJ has a similar family-related question, but would it be safe if dad is vaccinated, my father, to go into another house and meet a one-year-old for
it'll
the first
certainly
time?
Be a lot safer. And I think that we need to start to reap the benefits of this vaccine. And it is much, much, much safer for him to do that once he's vaccinated. To be the most safe of all, he should probably keep a little bit of distance or put a mask on when he's hugging the grandchild or holding the grandchild. But and he might, to be extra precautious, do one of those saliva tests after he gets here, just to be extra sure. So there's layers of safety that you can put on top of that. But I think that once a traveling person is vaccinated, the vaccines work. They're very effective. And there's even emerging data that asymptomatic people who got the vaccine probably don't transmit it very well. That came out of Israel, where they found that people who got vaccinated are not only not getting sick, they're not transmitting it. So my advice to people who want to go visit family is that as this summer happens, I think you're going to be able to do that. Just take a little more precautions than you did a few years ago, where we're all slobbering all over everybody. Be a little more cautious.
Really, doctor?
Yeah, you know, with babies and grandparents are hugging and all that. Maybe take when you're holding an infant and.
Right.
Maybe lay off that a little bit. Keep a distance a little bit. Mask up and hold your grandchild, but maybe not tons of hugging and kissing and things like that.
Got it. Got it.
Dr. Hilden, DJ jumping in here. I just scheduled a COVID test that I'll take tomorrow because I did travel recently. And before I reengage with my mother, who's a little older and high risk, we decided to get COVID tests before we sort of enter that bubble again. But we've heard lots of things over the last few months about who should get tested. At one point, young people should get tested, or you get tested if you travel or if you have symptoms. What's the latest? Who should get tested right now?
If you've had any significant breaks in your bubble, in other words, the people in your close contacts of circle, then you probably should. And so if you're, if you've just traveled, you had a break in your bubble. It might be a relatively safe one, but when you come back from travel, I would get a test, and then you can feel more confident. If you've been exposed to somebody that you know has COVID, for sure, then you should be getting a test. And so if you don't ever do anything, if you're never outside, you're never outside your home, you don't need to get a test. But if you've had exposures or higher risk activities like travel or being in group settings, I would get a test before you go back and reengage with other people in the community.
Dr. Hilden, last question. I'm going to try to sneak this in. Mask requirements have been relaxed in Texas and Mississippi. Dr. Fauci is on record calling the loosening of restrictions inexplicable. He's concerned about these variants, these mutations, and a possible surge. Do you agree that this might be unwise, premature?
It's incredibly unwise. What's happening in the state of Texas and Mississippi is unfathomable to me, how unwise that is. It's irresponsibly bad. I have a friend who's a doctor in Houston. She's not a shrinking flower. She's not a snowflake. She's a gun-toting, chicken-raising Texas woman. She texted me and said, I can't believe what we're doing in the state of Texas. It's a terrible idea. We're only a month or two or three away from the finish line. We don't want to, or from the goal line. We don't want to fumble the football on the two-yard line by doing things like this. So we need to keep wearing our masks for a little bit yet.
Gun-toting, chicken-raising.
She is. See, I love her. She's
you get the quote of the day, Doc. That's awesome. Dr. David Hilden, thank you. Hennepin Healthcare is lucky to have you. We are lucky to have you on CCO, and be safe out there. Thank you for what you do.
Okay, thanks a lot, Paul. Good to be with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.